We're in Hilchas Birkas HaShachar. We're up to Simen Mem Vav Siftes, and we will be doing just Siftes now. Lo Yikra Psukim Kodem Birkas HaTorah Af Al Pi Shu'omrim Derech Tachanunim. The first sheet in the Mechaber holds that you should not say any Psukim before Birkas HaTorah, even though you're not saying them as Talmud Torah. You're saying them Derech Tachanunim as a Tefillah. V'yesh Omrim She'en Lochosh Kiven She'eno Omrim El Derech Tachanunim. The second shita holds that you are allowed to say them as long as it's only derech tachanunim. You don't have to say Birkas HaTorah before davening, even though you're using the lashon of the pasuk. Going with the rules of the mechaber, when there's a stam and a yesh omrim, the ikra din is like the stam, says the mechaber. V'nachon lochosh l'svara rishona. One should be choshish for the first shita. So, according to the mechaber, one should not be saying any psukim, even derech tachanunim, without saying Birkas HaTorah first. Says the Ramah, Hagoh, Avol haminik esvar achrona. I will show you that our minag is like the second opinion, that it is mutter, that you don't have to say Birkas HaTorah before psukim. Why is that? Shaharei bimei haslichos, mispalem haslichos, v'acharkach bevorchem al haTorah, im seder shar habrachas. Because during Slichas days, we get up, we say Slichas, which include many psukim, and we only say Birkas HaTorah later with the other Birkas HaShachar. V'chein b'chol yom k'shenichnosnu l'beis ha'knesses, every day as we come into shul, omrim kama psukim v'tachanunim, the minhag is to say psukim and tachanunim, v'achakach mevorchim al ha'Torah. And only later do we say Birkas HaTorah. So the Ramah is saying that it is clear from our minhag that we hold like the second opinion that it is mutter to say bracha, to say psukim derech tachanunim before Birkas HaTorah. Now the Ramah says, v'nohagu, it has become the minhag, l'sader Birkas HaTorah miyad achar Birkas Asheyotzer, that we say Birkas HaTorah immediately after Asheyotzer. Now Asheyotzer is said at home, before you even leave the home, You say Asher Yotzer after using the washroom. So the minhag has become to say Birkas HaTorah then, which means, according to the Ramah, the source to our holding like that second opinion, that you can say Psukim Derech Tachanunim without saying Brachas first, the entire source to that was from the fact that we first say Slichas and then say Birkas HaTorah. But now our minhag has changed. Now we say Birkas HaTorah immediately after Asher Yotzer. So that shows that we hold that you should really say Birkas HaTorah before Psukim. Ve'en l'shanos. If that's the case, then one should really keep that minhag. Says the Mishnah Brura. Consequently, bimei haslichas, we should now say Birkas HaTorah before slichas. Even though the Ramah held that the minhag Ashkenaz used to be to say Birkas HaTorah after slichas, now that the minhag has become to say Birkas HaTorah after Asher Yotzer, our minig is to say it even before Slichas. So, according to the Mishnah Brura, the Ramaz Maskani is that you should say Birkas HaTorah first thing before Slichas. Now, the Mishnah Brura also says here that when you say Elokai Neshama, it does not begin with Baruch, and it's a bracha. So there are those who say that you should say that right after Asher Yotzer. The mashmos of the Mechaber is that you say Asher Yotzer and then Birkas HaTorah, and then Elokai Neshama would come later with the Birkas HaShachar. The Mishnah Brura says that according to some, you should say Asher Yotzer and Elokai Neshama together. He says the Prima Gaudim mentions that there are different minhagim in this, and you'll therefore find that some are noach to say Elokai Neshama right after Asher Yotzer, and others say Elokai Neshama later after Birkas HaTorah. Now we have a totally different halacha in the Ramah. V'tov lomar b'shachris, achar shma Yisrael, baruch shem kavod. The Ramah says that the minig is after you say shema in the morning. Now we say shema in the morning in the beginning of Karbanos, where we're talking about Ashreinu matov chalkenu, that we get up in the morning and we say shema. We say shema Yisrael. It's best that you say baruch shem kavod afterwards. Why? Ki lefamim shohim im kriya shema lekrosa shalo bezmana. Because there are times that when we daven, we end up missing Zman Kriya Shema. So this way you will have been Yotze Kriya Shema with the first one. The Yotze Bazeh, and you should be Yotze with this one. The way the Mishnah Brura explains the Ramah, you are yotze the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Lichat chila. You should be yotze the mitzvah da'oraisa of Kriya Shema with the Shema at the beginning of Karbanos. And say Baruch Shem afterwards. Now, why do you have to say Baruch Shem? Why can you not be yotze with Shema alone mid'oraisa? The reason is because it's in the middle of telling the story that Ashreinu Matov Chalkeinu, we say Shema Yisrael. If you say Baruch Shem Kavod, you are indicating that this was not just a Sipur Dvorim, but that you actually wanted to be Yotza the Mitzvah of Shema. Therefore, according to the Ramah, one every morning should have Kavana to be Yotza the Mitzvah of Kriya Shema with the Shema in Karbanis. Now, the Mishneh Berurah brings down the Shitas HaGra, who is totally against this. The Gra says that, first of all, why should you not be Yotze Kriya Shema with its brachas the way Chazal were metaking it? Second of all, there's a mitzvah being somach gula letfila, which means you're supposed to say Shema right before Shmon Esrei. Here, what you're doing is being Yotze with this Kriya Shema. So the Gra holds that you should not be doing this, and you should actually be Yotze the mitzvah of Kriya Shema with its brachas before Shmon Esrei and Bitzibur and Davar on time, I guess. The Mishneh Berurah is not sure what the Gra would have to say in a case where you have a choice. If you wait for the Tzibur, they'll be missing Zman Kriya Shema. Should you daven yourself, say Kriya Shema with the Brachas and then Shmon Esrei before Sov Zman Kriya Shema? Or should you daven with the Tzibur and just say Shema Yisrael beforehand? The Mishneh Berurah leaves it as a Tzarech Iyan. What does the Mishneh Berurah say to do Lamaisa? So he says the following. When you say Kriya Shema in Karbanis, and you think that you're going to make Zman Kriya Shema, don't have in mind to be Yotza the Mitzvah of Shema. Because you want to be Yotza Lechatchilo, like the Gra, Bitzibur, with the Brachis, Bizmana, just before Shmon Esrei. If, however, you think that the Tzibur may be missing Zman Kriya Shema, then what you should do is, at this point, you should say Shema with Baruch Shem Kavod. Not only that, some say you should say the entire first Parsha. And the Mishneh Berurah says it may even be better to say all three Parshias. So that if you think that the Tzibur is going to miss Zman Kriya Shema, you should say all three Parshias of Shema and have in mind to be Yotza the Mitzvah D'oraisa of Kriya Shema. However, if the Tzibur will make it in time, then you should not do that first thing in the morning. Now, what if the Tzibur is not only going to miss Zman Kriya Shema, but they're going to end up missing Zman Tefillah? Now, we're going to learn later, B'dieved, you can say Shmona Esrei all the way till Chatzos, B'dieved. But what happens if the Tzibur is going to be davening after the Zman of Tefillah, which is after the first third of the day? The Mishneh Berurah says, in such a case, you're not supposed to wait for them, because really, it is not even clear that you can say Birkas Kriya Shema after the first third of the day. Meaning, even though B'dieved, you can say Shmon Esrei Tol Chatzos, we'll find that there's a machlokas if you can say Birkas Kriya Shema Tol Chatzos. So if you're davening with a minyan that is going to miss Zman Tefillah, the Mishneh Berurah says, daven b'yechidus on time. Say all of Shema with its brachas and Shmon Esrei before Sol Zman Tefillah. You can go listen to Kedusha later with the Tzibur, but you should not be waiting for them if they're going to miss Zman Tefillah. In the Bir Halacha, he also brings down the idea that there's a machlokas, the Gra and the Magen Avraham, exactly how to measure the Zman Kriya Shema. It's known as the Gra and the Magen Avraham. The Gra measures Zman Kriya Shema as the first quarter of the day, beginning with Nates, with sunrise. The Magen Avraham goes, instead of from sunrise to sunset, he measures from Alos HaShachar until Tzeis HaKochavim. Now, it ends up being quite a bit earlier than the Zman Kriya Shema of the Gra. The Mishneh Berurah says that if you're davening with a Tzibur that is going to miss the Magen Avraham Zman Kriya Shema, what you should do is say Shema before davening and have Kavana to be Yotza the Mitzvah D'oraisa with that. So that even though they're going to be making Zman Kriya Shema according to the Gra, still, you should say Kriya Shema before davening, before the Sov Zman Kriya Shema of the Magen Avraham. Now, the Dagel Mervava that the Mishneh Berurah brings down says that you should also try to put your tefillin on before saying Shema. That means if you're going to say Kriya Shema before davening, because you're afraid that you're going to be missing Zman Krishma with the Tzibur, then you should really put your tefillin on, because it said that Kol HaKorei Shema and is not wearing tefillin is Kilu Meid Eidah Sheker B'Atzma. The Mishnah Berurah says that if for some reason you couldn't put on tefillin at the time, at least be yotza the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kriyashma. But otherwise, you should really be putting on your tefillin and then saying Shema.